You're listening to Fitter Kids, and it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned.
And if you're wondering who Fitter Kids are,
we are students from 34 Reggio from Collingwood College.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.
Hi, we are LJ, Juno, and Clem.
Hello.
And we are very interested in your job.
This is cool.
Why is it so hard to say ethicist?
Ethicist.
Ethicist.
I think there's a lot of like and in that word. It is a hard word to say. Ethics is easy.
Yeah. Much easier than ethicist.
Yes.
What is an ethicist?
Good question. So an ethicist or an ethics officer, we can call them an ethics officer. They are it's a role that looks at the rules and regulations that you need to adhere to when you're doing research. So my role looks at a number of research studies, and in order for that to go ahead and be good for the public, we need to make sure those rules are adhered to.
Okay. What are some of your favourite childhood memories?
Ooh, hard-hitting questions. I loved going to the playground, and the swing was my favourite, but then sometimes I would get sick swinging too much because I would go really high and really fast. Other great childhood memories would be going on trips with my family and my three older brothers. Yeah.
What is your favourite part of being an ethicist and why?
I think it's... Good question. I think it's because I get to see a whole range of projects, and it involves the social sciences and the health sciences. So more recently with our COVID-19 pandemic, I've got to see a lot of research that is looking at developing vaccines and vaccines that we have now and therapeutic agents. So it's been really cool to sit back and review all those projects and see what our researchers in Australia are really doing to help the world.
What did you have to study to be an ethicist?
I actually studied to become a scientist. So I did a degree in environmental biotechnology, and I worked in a lab for many years, mixing, you know, colourful chemicals and all that sort of stuff. And then I was really interested in the other side. So when you've got ethics, you've got researchers, and then you've got the rules. And I was a researcher at one point, but I really like to look at the other side, where you had to look at the rules and learn them and be compliant with them. So I went over to the dark side, ethics.
Do we treat animals fairly?
Yes, we do. So we do do testing on animals at the University of Melbourne, so that's where I work. But we've got animal welfare officers. So those guys are trained vets, and they make sure that any research that's done on animals is by law, and that there's no sort of more harm done to them than necessary. So we've got vets there always looking after them, making sure that they're well fed, they're housed properly, but it is critical and at times essential to have testing in animals when we're developing things like vaccines and stuff like that.
How many jobs did you have before you came an ethicist?
Let me count. In the ethics world, I've had 3 previous jobs. But before then, maybe another 3. So 6 in total.
What animals do you study?
So we primarily use mice and rats when we do our research. We also study on sort of like Dunards, which are a type of mouse. So that's mainly it. Sometimes it involves fish as well, certain types of fish, because they've got similar systems to humans.
And when you were little, what was your dream job?
Oh, good question. I think I wanted to be a doctor. So I guess this is the other side of it, and it's close because I get to see all the medicines that are developed. But yeah, I think I wanted to be a doctor.
How did you react when you got given the job as an ethicist?
I was excited because it's really cool. You get to see a whole lot of research happening, and also you get to make sure that we're doing good to the community.
How many languages do you speak?
Ooh, I speak 2. And then I know a couple of other languages like hello and goodbye, but 2 properly.
What are the 2 languages?
So my background is Yugoslav, or the former Yugoslavia. So it involves Serbia, Croatia, Macedonia, Slavonia, and English.
Ooh.
These are great questions.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us interview you, Susie.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. Those were great questions. Ethicist.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.